From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. There's an investigation now underway into whether former President Clinton commuted sentences in exchange for votes for his wife's Senate seat. The Associated Press reports that Manhattan U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White is looking at the case of four convicted swindlers whose sentences were shortened after their community voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Rodham Clinton as senator. It's another possible scandal for the former president. He's been out of office for a little over a month, but a look at almost any day's headlines shows the spotlight is still focused on Bill Clinton. First, it was the last-minute pardon of a fugitive billionaire whose ex-wife had made very generous campaign donations. Then it was gifts and furniture the Clintons took out of the White House. Then the revelation that Hillary Clinton's brother, Hugh Rodham, had lobbied for a pardon and clemency, receiving $400,000 in the process. And Mr. Clinton's half-brother, Roger, also lobbied for pardons, although unsuccessfully. All this has led to a new round of congressional investigations. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports now, it's caused the Democrats to reconsider the role their party's most prominent figure should play.
Instead of the afterglow that an ex-president with high job approval ratings might expect to enjoy when leaving office, Bill Clinton is back on all too familiar ground, in the middle of another controversy. Recently, he was surrounded by a scrum of reporters in New York City as he defended his pardon of Mark Rich.
There was absolutely nothing political about it, and I think that if the American people just look at the facts, they may disagree with what I did, but I consulted with the Justice Department about this.
In the past, Mr. Clinton and his supporters were quick to blame the media or the Republicans or the vast right-wing conspiracy for the president's problems. And last Sunday, his former chief of staff, John Podesta, delivered a new version of that defense on NBC's Meet the Press.
The media obsession with the Clintons and frankly, the people who are out there really, I think, to kind of destroy and undermine what he did as president, all the good things he did as president, are ever present, and we're just going to have to deal with that.
But as familiar as the cycle of scandal, damage control, and media frenzy has become, there is one thing that is very different about the Clintons' post-presidency problems. Other than a small circle of ex-White House staffers, it's almost impossible to find any Democrats willing to defend him. The former president's party appears to have had enough. Jimmy Carter called the Rich pardon disgraceful. Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware spoke for many Democrats when he reacted to the pardon on Fox News Sunday.
I think either the president was had an incredible lapse in memory or was brain dead when he did that one. I mean, I just think it's totally indefensible. I don't know whether he was misled. I don't know what the motive was. But the fact of the matter is, I can't come up with any rationale where I can sit before you and say, look, I can see why he did this.
Another former Clinton chief of staff, Leon Panetta, says Democrats have good reason to be upset.
I think the bottom line is that he made a terrible mistake, and it's now continuing to cause a great deal of damage, not only to President Clinton and his legacy, but to the Democrats who are trying to find traction to be able to move on and be able to confront the Republicans and a Republican administration on a number of issues.
Democrats are having enough trouble adjusting to their new minority status in Washington without control of either House of Congress or the White House. And every day there's another Clinton distraction, Democrats are prevented from engaging President Bush in a debate on tax cuts or Medicare. And the problems have hurt one Democrat in particular.
It is certainly not how I would have preferred or planned to start my Senate career.
That may be the understatement of the week. The new junior senator from New York, former First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton, was forced to hold a press conference yesterday, not to talk about the upstate New York economy or health care, but about her brother, Hugh Rodham, who took $400,000 to lobby for a pardon and a sentence commutation. Senator Clinton says she didn't know about that until this week, and she insists she had no involvement in any of the pardon decisions. For Leon Panetta, the latest Clinton problems are particularly tragic because the former president looked like he could be a real asset to his party.
In that month before he left the presidency, people were feeling pretty good about Bill Clinton and what he had accomplished for the nation. He was clearly viewed as an attractive fundraiser for the party. He was someone who always is able to kind of pull the arguments together in confronting the Republicans. He was good at that. And I think, he really did represent probably the titular head of the party.
But Panetta says that is no longer an appropriate role for Bill Clinton.
To be frank, right now, I think that the most important thing for President Clinton to do is to take a very low profile. I think probably the most important thing is for everybody to have a little time off here. And, you know, I think it would be better for him to go to Arkansas, work on the library, get out of the limelight, let things settle down.
There are some in the party who think the ex-president's troubles might have a silver lining. Political strategist Carter Eskew helped run Al Gore's campaign. Many Democrats were urging Gore to use Bill Clinton more on the campaign trail. But Eskew's research showed that while Clinton was very popular with the Democratic base, suburban swing voters had an unfavorable view of him. So a high-profile presence for Clinton would have hurt more than it helped.
I think the president was tremendously important to rebuilding the party, but he was also a very polarizing figure and a figure that made it difficult for Democrats to, I think, put together the kind of coalition necessary to win. So Democrats that somehow thought that as an ex-president, Clinton was going to be the answer to their political problems, I think might have been deluding themselves. So maybe in some sense this is a blessing and that it helps kind of people move on.
Sometimes Washington and the rest of the country are on different wavelengths, but Democrats outside the Beltway are also disturbed by the pardons. Rob Tully, who just stepped down as the Iowa State Democratic Party chair, says the pardons don't pass the smell test. Tully sees the latest controversy surrounding the Clintons as a problem for now.
Without question, I think a lot of us were anticipating that he was going to be traveling the country and fundraising for the party and doing those types of things. And obviously, at this point in time, that would probably be something that will be put on hold and as we see things unfold. But the one thing that I've always admired about President Clinton is his ability to rebound in whatever situation he's been placed in, good or bad. And I anticipate that Bill Clinton will be back and as strong as ever.
If Tully is right and Bill Clinton does bounce back again, the Democratic Party will have to decide whether all of his obvious talents are worth the trouble that seems to stick to him like a shadow. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.